China has released a list of recommended candidates for highest state honors. Zhong Nanshan was recommended for the Medal of the Republic nomination. He has been committed to the study, prevention and treatment of major respiratory diseases and significantly contributed to the COVID-19 fight in China. Three other people who played an important role in the fight against COVID-19 were shortlisted for national honorary titles. Zhang Boli with the Chinese Academy of Engineering has been devoted to the study of traditional Chinese medicine. He led the formulation of the TCM treatment protocol for COVID-19 patients. Zhang Dingyu is head of Jingyintang Hospital, one of the designated hospitals for COVID-19 patients in Wuhan. He has been leading the treatment of COVID-19 patients in the city once hard hit by the epidemic. Chen Wei is a researcher with the Institute of Military Medicine. She has earned major achievements in basic research and development of vaccines and drugs against COVID-19. The list has been released to invite the public to contribute their views before Friday. The World Health Organization says its advance team that traveled to China has concluded their mission to lay the groundwork for further joint efforts to identify the virus origins, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
As a result of these efforts, WHO and Chinese experts have drafted the terms of reference for the studies and program of work for an international team led by WHO. The international team will include leading scientists and researchers from China and around the world.
He says epidemiological studies will begin in Wuhan to identify the potential source of infection of the early cases. The two-member WHO expert team arrived in China in mid-July for research on the source of the new coronavirus. Hong Kong reported 80 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, snapping a 12-day streak of more than 100 new cases each day. The new cases are all locally infected. The Center for Health Protection has stressed that anti-epidemic measures cannot be loosened despite the drop in new cases. So far, Hong Kong has reported more than 3,500 cases of COVID-19. India's health ministry says the country's COVID-19 cases have surpassed 1.8 million, with more than 38,000 deaths. India is focusing on ramping up testing of samples. Over 20 million samples have been tested till Sunday. Monday was the fifth consecutive day when more than 50,000 fresh cases were found in the country. Norwegian authorities are tracing passengers from recent Arctic voyages after at least 40 people from a luxury cruise liner have tested positive for COVID-19. All crew members from the ship have been tested after 36 crew were diagnosed with the disease on Friday. Four of the passengers traveling on two separate cruises on the ship have been detected to carry the virus. While the crew was quarantined, the 178 passengers who arrived on Friday were allowed to disembark before anyone had been diagnosed.